The state's Public Service Commission continues to gather comments on a rate hike being proposed by National Grid. In Syracuse this week, the biggest crowd turned out so far in a series of five hearings across the state. And as WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, most were opposed to the idea.
Don't pick our pockets. Take it from the profits. Don't pick our pockets. Take it from the profits.
A recurring theme among many of those opposed to the rate hike was how low-income residents would suffer if forced to pay more for gas and electric.
Some people just cannot afford to pay National Grid if they continue going up and up.
How many ways can they get into our pockets, you know?
I just think it's completely disgusting that they can expect a 9% profit when they're turning people's power off in the winter.
The company says it needs the increase to upgrade and modernize its system and create programs to advance new energy sources, as well as enhancing low-income programs like HEAP, which supplements electric bills for low-income individuals, according to National Grid spokeswoman Virginia Limiatis.
Despite what folks think, those HEAP-eligible customers would actually experience a decrease in their delivery rates. We have a very robust energy affordability program that's a part of the proposal.
National Grid is asking for a $331 million rate hike, the first in over a dozen years, according to Limiatis. She says gas and electric customers would pay an average of $8 a month extra for each service. The Public Service Commission has the final say on the increase that would go into effect in April of 2018. The PSC will continue to take comments on the rate increase beyond the public hearings. The final public hearing will be in Buffalo. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.